off to kind of decompress. Where's this running game at now as you guys head into this second half of your season, and what did you guys take away from that little break that you think can maybe help turn around this run game?
Really, I feel like, you know, the break helped us a lot. I feel like we were just able to, you know, go and get off our feet and, you know, just relax. And I feel like the running game has been okay, but I feel like we still have some work to do to get it going.
It seems like they recommitted to you last week and, you know, sat Robert down. Obviously, he's gone now. Do you feel like, you know, you're the bell cow now in terms of just running the ball?
I feel like I'm the bell cow in running the ball. And, you know, I've been wanting that all season. And I feel like, you know, I got what it takes, and I'm glad that coaches have confidence in me. Yeah, I was very happy with how that went. I feel like the offensive line did their job. They did very well, opened some gaps, and I feel like, you know, I took advantage of that.
Why are you surprised that they kind of went away? They really went away from the run, even though it was a one-possession game in the fourth quarter.
I was surprised that they got away from the run. You know, I was kind of, you know, wondering why, but, you know, the coaches know it best, so, you know, I just stick to the plan, the game plan, and just, you know, go along with what they want to do.
Did you ever ask Cliff afterward?
I really didn't. Not after this game, mainly just because, you know, we had the days off. So, you know, I wanted to just let it die down. You know, it was a tough loss against a divisional opponent. So I just wanted to throw it away and just get back this week and start and keep working hard.
Isaiah, midway through your second season, it seems like you're one of those guys that, you know, you'll have a couple runs where you're stopped for anywhere from 1 to 3 yards, and then you squirt out for 10 to 15, sometimes 20. Are you just one of those guys that needs the constant carries to really get going? Yeah, is that your personality as a running back?
Yes. I feel like, you know, I have to get in the rhythm of the game. I feel like, you know, giving me the ball, you know, one or two times, you really probably, you know, never get what you want. But I feel like, you know, if you, you know, give me the rock, you know, I feel like I could do some good things.
Surprised you when you heard Luke Roberts?
I just heard it this morning, and I was surprised, and, you know, I wish him the best.
How was he in the room with you guys?
I feel like he was real cool, you know, very motivating guy, always trying to, you know, pep us up to be the best we can.
What do you think Glenn can bring to the table now that he's getting back out there a little bit?
Glenn, I know he runs hard, just when he's on the field, always playing hard, so I think he can bring some good things to the table.
Talk about the motivation for the rest of the season.
I feel like the motivation is really just, you know, getting on track. And I feel like we have some work to do, but I feel like, you know, we have, you know, have great players, and I feel like we can get it going.
Joe talked about the responsibility of the other players in this locker room. Everybody's fighting for a job day to day. Do you feel that responsibility as well, play as well as you can so other guys can play as well as they can too?
Yes, I feel like everybody's fighting for a job every day. You're getting evaluated every day, and I feel like you got to go out there and just give it your all every day because you never know when it's going to end.
So even if the playoffs aren't maybe a great possibility?
Even if the playoffs aren't a great possibility, you know, I'll go out there and still give my 110% every time I'm out there.